to start with, they just outside Heads Hill, they put up a huge great hopper to make the concrete, and they poured concrete into this place, into this hopper, day and night, and the lorries were coming and going all the time, but we were off, we were in Heads Hill, and all we got was the smoke from this hopper, the dust, and it was putrid. You hang some washing out and it was all covered in this grey matter. And then one morning, because our buses were still going up and down the runway, in actual fact, because it wasn't used, but you woke up one morning and they're putting up this fence, and you then couldn't get from this side of the common to the other side. And that went up within about 36 hours with nothing to say to the people that were living there what was going to happen. So we then had to turn around, and instead of going out from Heads Hill across the common, we went out from Heads Hill down the bottom. And that's when we picked up the buses at Knightsbridge.
Mm.
The Americans took over, lock, stock and barrel, and they were the law. They were the law unto themselves, and they were this last time. I mean, they shot at my husband coming home from work one night when we lived at Etchingswell. And poor Mr. Hazel, he got shot at three times because his house was down in the dip, and every time he popped his head out, he got shot at. But Stan coming home from work after doing a 12-hour day, he was cycling along what was runway and taxiways and what have you, because they'd taken all our original paths, and he cycled up Crookham Hill and across the common to the old bakery. And yes, a slap-happy American shot at him. And he was very cross because the bullet only just missed him, and it was live bullets. And it only just missed him, so I managed to calm him down, make him eat his tea. And then the two of us went over to the guardhouse, and this very pompous lieutenant said to my husband, "I'm wearing this to protect you." And my husband, on the point of hitting him on the chin, said, "And I wore mine out before you were issued with yours." He'd just done 5 years in Burma, and he was not pleased.